the president's cybersecurity initiative stumbles. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. President Obama has made it a top priority to assemble a White House-based team to fight internet-based crime and defend the country against cyber attack. But first, he has to find a person willing and able to lead the effort. Yesterday, the interim cyber czar, Melissa Hathaway, resigned, saying she's frustrated over the administration's delay in filling the post. Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, says some of the president's advisors had apparently turned against Hathaway.
There were disagreements inside the White House about issues like whether or not they should consider regulation as a way to encourage elements of the private sector to take stronger cybersecurity measures. And some of the people on the economic team, I'm told, were arguing forcefully against that because they were worried that particularly in these economic times, more regulation would just sort of stifle economic growth.
How much of a setback is this for the administration's efforts to shore up cybersecurity?
Well, what it is basically representative of the challenges that the Obama administration has had in trying to move ahead on its cybersecurity plans. In May of this year, which is about 2 months ago, President Obama gave a big speech where he also announced that he was going to create an office for a chief cybersecurity person at the White House. And they've yet to establish or to hire that person on a permanent basis. And Ms. Hathaway was filling it on an acting basis. So basically, you have sort of a missed passing of the baton because it looks like she's leaving before at least they've settled on who's going to take that role on a permanent basis. She was considered as a potential candidate for that job, but she also took her name out of the running when she decided she was going to resign.
This process of establishing government policy and getting the right personnel in order on cybersecurity issues moves so slowly while, you know, cyber threats are like greased lightning. I mean, it doesn't seem like a good match. It's kind of this plodding bureaucratic effort to try to address something that it moves so fast that it's hard to get your hands on if you've got a good team in order.
Certainly, if you talk to people in the private sector who work in the technology arena, and even when you talk with some people in government, there is grave concern that the government is moving far too slowly to adapt to high-tech, both weapons and espionage efforts that are constantly changing to meet with, you know, whatever new vulnerabilities they might see in our technology. So that is a significant concern. And I think that a number of the cybersecurity experts that I've talked with have grown increasingly worried that there's been sort of this lag between the time that President Obama made the announcement that he was going to launch this major cybersecurity effort and then the period that's now intervened over the last 2 months where they haven't put somebody in place, so there's a question about sort of what the follow-through really is. The one place where there has been follow-through is on the Pentagon side, where they've created a cyber command, but that's somewhat different from the White House effort.
All right, so what happens now?
Well, they're still searching for somebody to fill the job, and they have interviewed an awful lot of people to fill that job, and they've been turned down by a number of people. So the challenge is going to be not only settling on the right person, but settling on the right person who will also accept the job offer.
Siobhan Gorman writes about security issues for The Wall Street Journal. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.